So how long were you port captain?
Well, from 89 till 2005. I was a port captain for Orgoff and then operations manager at Ingram. And I left Ingram in 2005. I guess you could call it a partial retirement. Mm-hmm. And what that means is you don't have a job, but you don't have enough money to live on.
Right.
That's
right.
Part of this. And so we went, I guess, about a year and a half. My wife decided it was probably time for me to go find something to do, hanging around the house all the time. I was too young, really, to retire. And so I went to work for a harbor company, working in the harbor. I was working 3 days a week, days.
Yeah.
It was more of a hobby, I guess, than it was a job. And then from that position, another company brought me on as port captain. And I stayed in that position for 2 years, not quite 2 years. And I guess you could say took a year sabbatical. I got off and took on hunting and fishing and playing golf, mm-hmm. which are all pretty expensive hobbies.
Yeah.
And this job here came open in 2008, and so I applied for it.
So what do you do now in your day-to-day job responsibilities?
Well, my title is Director of Inland Training, and I guess what that means is I develop simulations for the companies based on their needs and their individual goals that they have set. I teach and review rules of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I need to teach and do radar recertification and advanced pilot house management courses.
And can you just talk a little bit about back in 1997 when this place opened? I mean, how did it impact the region or the regional industry?
You know, at first, I think everybody thought it was kind of a joke because. And I heard several guys say things like, you know, I've been a pilot for 20 years. What are they going to teach me?
Right.
And they're going to teach me how to drive a towboat using a video game and attitudes like that. And at first there was a lot of apprehension about what this place was actually about. And quite frankly, the first 5-6 years it was open, guys really didn't like coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they didn't, for the most part, and I've heard several of them say things like, you know, they set you up to fail. Mm-hmm. And the philosophy at that time was, we'll throw everything but the kitchen sink at them.
Right.
And just see how long they make it until they fail.
Yeah.
Well, you know, professional riverboat pilots, captains, they don't want to be set up to fail.
Yeah.
They are professionals. They want to succeed. And when you put them in a situation where where they're not going to make it or where they do fail, you know, they're harder on themselves. They beat themselves up.
Right.
And, you know, that's any professional does that. When they fail, they feel responsible somehow or another. And guys just hated coming here. And so the philosophy had to change, and it did. We at each time we had a phase or a new series, we began to make improvements along the way and try to make it more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And the more realistic we made it, the better they become to liking the program. And some of these guys that come through here today, they've been through here 10 times, you know. And each time they come, you know, it's like it, and several of them today even come and they go, man, I have really hated to come because I expected the same thing as the last time.
Right.
And I didn't want to come up there and do the same thing I did last time.
Yeah.
So we have to be on our toes and kind of make it new and fresh and different and less challenging to where they feel comfortable. If they feel comfortable coming in the door, they're going to be anxious to pay attention and pick up something.
Mm-hmm.